WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Retire Early Mindset, your daily dose of inspiration and practical wisdom for building that financial independence dream life. I'm Jake Carter, your host and hype man extraordinaire, here to help you ditch those money worries and embrace a future where freedom reigns supreme. Today's topic hits close to home for a lot of us. Managing debt with confidence and clarity. Ever feel like you're drowning in bills? You know that sinking feeling when your bank statement arrives, and it looks like Mount Everest has decided to take up residence in your wallet? Trust me, I've been there, done that, and worn the t-shirt, it ain't a pretty one. But here's the thing, friends. Debt doesn't have to be your boss. We're not talking about ignoring it like it's your grumpy neighbor who always leaves their lawnmower running at 6 a.m. though that's annoying too. No, we're talking about taking control, building a strategy, and crushing those credit card monsters with the power of knowledge and a little bit of sass. Ready to get real? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you conquer your debt demons. 1. Know your enemy. First things first, face the music. Pull out that bank statement, open up those online accounts, and take a hard look at what you're dealing with. Figure out how much debt you have, the interest rates you're paying. Those sneaky little guys can really add up, and the minimum payments do. Knowledge is power, my friends. The more you know about your situation, the better equipped you are to tackle it head on. 2. Budget like a boss. Budgeting isn't just for those Wall Street wizards with pocket protectors and calculators, though they might do it in style. It's about understanding where your money is going and making conscious choices about how to spend it. Think of it as training your finances, like working out at the gym but for your bank account. There are awesome apps out there that can help you track your spending, set goals, and stay on top of your budget. 3. Prioritize those payments. Not all debt is created equal, right? You've got high-interest credit cards battling it out with student loans, maybe even a pesky personal loan lurking in the shadows. Focus on paying down those high-interest debts first. They're like the vampires of the financial world, sucking your money away faster than you can say, debt snowball. 4. Explore your options. There are tons of ways to pay down debt, beyond just making minimum payments and crossing your fingers. Think about balance transfers, moving that high-interest debt to a card with a lower rate, negotiating with creditors, or even looking into debt consolidation loans. Do your research, compare options, and find what works best for your situation. 5. Celebrate the wins. This is crucial, people. Paying down debt can feel like climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops. It's hard work. But don't forget to celebrate those milestones along the way. Hitting a certain payment goal? Treat yourself to something small, maybe that latte you've been craving or a new book. Every win is worth acknowledging, because it keeps you motivated and on track. Now, let me paint you a picture of a real-life scenario. Imagine Sarah, a hard-working graphic designer who's been juggling student loans and credit card debt for years. She feels overwhelmed, stuck in a cycle of minimum payments, and unsure where to start. But she remembers listening to this podcast and decides to take action. She creates a budget, tracks her spending, prioritizes high-interest debts, and explores balance transfer options. Sarah starts seeing progress, her monthly payments decrease, her credit score improves, and most importantly, she feels empowered and in control of her finances. She's no longer drowning, she's swimming confidently towards financial freedom. Remember, folks, managing debt is a marathon, not a sprint. It takes commitment, discipline, and a whole lot of sass. But with the right mindset, strategies, and a sprinkle of Jake Carter magic, you can conquer those financial mountains and achieve that early retirement dream you deserve. So, what's your next step? Are you ready to ditch the debt demons and embrace financial freedom? Share this episode with a friend who might need a little motivation, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. Let's build a community of financially savvy individuals together. Until tomorrow, keep crushing those goals and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.